harmonies is to share the same viewpoint. There's a Chinese proverb says, if the family are in harmonious opinions, then that family is bound to be prosperous. In the ancient China and India, those great sage people or holy people emphasize a lot about the importance and harmony of a family, which is the foundation of the society. In the ancient China, we use proper order to conduct or governing the country instead of a rule the country with law. Because proper order do consider individual situation or special cases, while the law is ruthless. It's very strict and do not consider special cases. In the so-called Golden Palace of Peking, where the king or the emperor lives, when you visit that place, actually there are three major palaces. The first one is called the Supreme Harmony, Temple of the Supreme Harmony, or Palace of the Supreme Harmony. The one behind that palace is called the Medium Harmony Palace. And the last one would be the Encompassing Harmony of Palace. And all these words actually come from the I Ching, Chinese ancient philosophy book. So from these title of the emperor's palaces, it clearly describe the importance of harmony. And that's why it's used as a title for the emperor's palaces. Likewise, the harmony of a temple is very important. If a temple and the members within that temple are in total harmony, then Buddha will bestow his blessing to the place and the people of that temple, and the celestial beings will also protect that place because of it is in great harmony. And we also remember there's a statement in the homage. The last one says, we take homage to all to Sangha, which is the most precious among all groups, most respectful among all groups. Why is that so respectful? Because there are many types of organizations and groups in the society. Only the Sangha society is most harmonious because they possess six harmonies. Unfortunately, today, the harmonies is not easy to be seen. And the reason is because everyone has their own opinions, and opinions differs from each other, causing disharmonies. And that's why if we want to have a harmonious group or society, we need to establish the so-called common understanding. Only with that foundation, the six harmonies can be accomplished. If one applies the principle of six harmonies to a family, then that family is bound to be happy and satisfied. The Pure Land School use five sutras and one discussion as the main spiritual guidance. When compared with other schools or sects, the Pure Land School has the least sutras or books to follow. And therefore, it is relatively easy to remember and to put into practice, because the guideline is not so complicated. Only 5 sutras and 1 discussion. What I advise my disciple or students to recite any one of these sutra, for particularly Infinite Life Sutra, for at least 3,000 times. People often get scared about this ruthless requirement. Actually, only if you recite or read for 3,000 times, then the meaning of the sentences of the sutra will be deeply rooted into your mind, and your daily life, when dealing with people or affairs, the meaning of the statements can come out easily from your mind to remind you how to deal with the situation. On the other hand, if you do not recite 3,000 times, by the time you need to use them, you don't remember the content of the chanting. It's almost like the other situation of chanting Buddha's name to the state of no chanting and yet is continuously chanting. Without intention to chant, it continues chant. While chanting, there's no self which is doing the chanting. That's a high level state of practicing Buddha name chanting. But ironically, if you don't chant, recite 3,000 times, you are in a similar situation. You are chanting, but when the time you want to use it, there was no chanting, no statement in your mind to remind you of what to do. So, to really put into practice in a daily life, all the key guidelines are covered in the material, which are the 3 Felicities, 5 virtues, 6 harmonies, 3 practices, 6 pratimittas, and 10 great vows. These guidelines are simple but very clear. Only if you sincerely put into practice and truthfully satisfy these requirements, you are bound to go to Buddha's Pure Land with assurance. But if you only knows about this and not put into practice sincerely, although you may have a good intention and heart, try to help others. You may be able to speak beautifully, but you will not convince people. As a matter of fact, people may laugh about you behind your back. So I advise you to put into practice, truthfully follow these principles in your daily life for 10 years. And when you truly attain these so-called moral conducts or standards, then when you apply the teaching to others, you'll find, surprisingly, it's very easy to make other people believe, because you have set up a very good example, and that's most convincing to wake up people. Take a look of our Pure Land Patriarch, the 13th Patriarch, Most Venerable Yingguang Dasi. At age 70, he came out to help sentient beings. And when he came out, he actually helped tremendous people of his time. And that is because he has very profound and stable foundation. So if a person has that strong foundation, he talked to people with things that he already obtained. It is very convincing that people will listen to his advice. The second harmony is to cultivate together by sharing the same precepts. In a country, there is a law For family, there's a family rules or guidelines. The precepts are for Buddhist organizations. The precepts were originally set by Buddha Sakyamuni. We need to understand the meaning behind the precepts. In general, the Theravada Buddhism precepts are dealing more with refraining from doing evil of all kinds. And in general, the Mahayana Buddhism precepts are dealing with conduct all goodnesses. Actually, in Buddhism, there's only one yana. Now, how come there are three yanas, sometimes five yanas, as given by Lord Buddha Sakyamuni? It is Buddha Sakyamuni's experience to have people of different capacities to follow the best type of precepts that they can follow. For the Mahayana, for the Theravada Buddhists, they want to eradicate the attachment to self or egoistic self. That's their main goal. For the Mahayana Buddhists, the main goal is not only cut off attachment to self, but also attachment to Dhamma. Then the yana state is for those great bodhisattva. They have cut off attachment to self, Dhamma, but even enter into the elimination of the very small portion of the fundamental ignorance. And that's the state of their spiritual achievement, the so-called Dhammadhatu of the complete realistics. If one violates precepts corresponding to Theravada Buddhism, then one will go to the three lowest realms due to the bad karma. If one have a goal, wish to be born into Buddha's pure land, then not only one need to follow those precepts that Theravada Buddhists follow, but also to actively conduct all kinds of good activities, accumulate various virtues, and particularly actions and virtues corresponding to the great vows of Buddha Amitabha. Other than the precepts, additional things such as customs, law, rules of a society or a group, a good Buddhist should follow all these. And then your behavioral conduct in that country or environment will be respected by others, and the Buddha Dhamma will be welcome by that society. The third one is to live together in harmony physically. Oh, this is not easy. The next one is to deal with each other with soft and polite languages without argument. And the next one is to enjoy the same kind of a pleasure. Let's go back to the first one, to live together in harmony physically. Because lifetime was from beginning of no beginning, and therefore the accumulation of habitual patterns accumulated from time without beginning, There are tremendous habits contained within oneself. Examples is a young child without teaching. If you give him a piece of sugar or candy, and then you take that piece away, this child will become mad or angry right away without anybody teaching so. This is an example or evidence that a young child without learning automatically possess this inherited three poisons from previous lifetimes. In the public, we can behave ourselves physically with proper manners. But at night time, when we go back to our room or bedroom, often time we become sloppy and careless. That's why in the traditional Buddhist temple, even at night time, all monks are sleep together in a huge wide bed, so that all there is no privacy. You must constantly live in open space, and you must constantly control your behavior. This is just like the training in the military. At the daytime, the soldiers are trained rigorously. At nighttime, they also sleep together without privacy on a huge bed, so that one monitor each other. You see, in the army or military training, if the soldier has privacy and they are not constantly under close monitoring, then there may be revolution. And when the soldier or army give a revolution, it's a terrible thing. So this is similar to Buddhist training for a monk. We need to be constantly watch our behavior, whether daytime or nighttime during sleep. The dealing with each other with soft languages or polite languages without argument is easy to understand. And the next one, to enjoy the same pleasure. This part is also important. If you have the same pleasure as that of your colleagues or your fellow Buddhists, then you all can enjoy things together. And then you all will be happy and smile. When a person do not have a happy face, then he or she probably going to have physical problem. Because when you do not enjoy the pleasure or without happiness, then you're going to look with the face like sick person. The last one is to share the same economic life and profits equally. The reason we all practice Buddha Dhamma and not achieve spiritual achievement or attainment is because of this item. It's because we have greedy mind to seek for after fame or profits and keep it to ourselves. On the other hand, we are able to get together and practice supreme teaching given in the Pure Land sect is an indication of excellent karma. According to the sutra, this excellent karma was accumulated through many, many lifetimes through the merits of offerings to many, many numbers of Buddhas. If that's true, then how come we are still in this infinite cycle of life and death, like today? The reason is because the greedy mind seek for fame and profit, try to keep things to ourselves. If seriously want to get out of samsara and no more reincarnation, we must put down the attachment to fame and profits. Ordinary people are always fighting for fame and profits for themselves. On the contrary, Buddha and Bodhisattvas, they do not seek for these things for themselves. So I said sometimes in mainland China, only Buddha or the great Bodhisattvas are the true communists, because they share their properties with all others with an equal mind and no selfishness. If you do have selfishness, then you are not a true communist. You are violating the principle of sharing properties. You still have self-interest for yourself. And that's why when I mention this kind of statement, receive tremendous welcome from the communist friends in mainland China. The six harmonies are equally important to the fundamental five precepts and 10 heavy precepts. There is five severe violations in the Buddha Dhamma. And one day I remember an old friend of mine, a Buddhist layperson by the name of Zhao Moling. He invited me to his house one time. He was very worried about a situation that is concerning the five severe violations. He told me these five violations are killing one's father, killing one's mother, make Buddha bleed, or kill a holy arahant. These are not easy to happen. But the last one of the five severe violations, break the harmonious Sangha group apart. That's one of the five severe ones. Things happening, and I'm very worried about the result of those people who has violated this severe one. I look at him and said, you tell me, do you see a temple, a Buddhist organization that is in total harmony and satisfy the six harmonies as described in the sutra? He think about it. He said, not really. Then I said, so there was no problem. The groups are not all harmonious already. So what about break a harmonious group? It does not exist. So there's nothing to violate about. Therefore, we realize to have harmonious viewpoint and live together and follow the six principles of harmonies is very rare and not easy to achieve. The Chinese proverb said, for just three persons, if they have the same single mind, the power put together from just three persons can break the gold or metal. That is because when they share the same mind, same viewpoint, then they can generate tremendous power. In the Chinese history, during the establishment of a new dynasty, the emperor was always able to do that. The famous examples are Liu Bang in a three countries period of time follow leading other famous subordinates like Guan Gong, Zhang Fei, and Zhuge Liang. Because they are harmonious in their hearts and thinking, they can establish a country strong enough to compete with two other countries in that time. And then, when they all passed away, the successors do not have single mind or cohesive thinking together, and their generation soon extinguished from history. The importance of harmony is so strong, so critical, that even within oneself, just a person, we still need harmony. The harmony between the body and mind. If you do not have harmony within yourself, between body and mind, then illness will come. Due to limitation of time tonight, I'm going to proceed and discuss the next one, which is to deal with worldly affairs, one need to cultivate or practice six paramitas. The six paramitas are the essential teachings or guideline observed by a bodhisattva. By following these guidelines, a bodhisattva will be able to touch the heart of others. And these six paramitas are basically almsgiving, precept following, patience, diligence, wisdom, and samadhi. And I will explain to you item by item. Bodhisattvas, Arahant, the Holy Being, and us are all the disciples or students of Buddha. If the students have a strong desire to learn and practice, and was able to meet a great teacher under a good karmic condition, then there will be spiritual achievement. And what is a good karmic connection or condition? Basically, it is the sincerity of the student. If the student is very sincere and highly respectful to his teacher, then he can learn fast and making spiritual progress. Otherwise, he would pay less attention to teacher's teaching, not to say follow it and put into practice. So if the teacher treats a student with polite, that's an indication that student is not very sincere. In order not to make enemy for the teacher treat that kind of student very polite. On the other hand, if the student is very good and sincere, then the teacher will treat him with almost ruthless attitude, because the teacher realizes, with such good material, if I don't do the best, I'm not fulfilling my duties. We have heard about the six paramitas many times, and we probably pay less attention to that. But to be a true bodhisattva, these six paramitas must be practiced to a full extent. I remember when I was young and the first time met the great master Zhang Jia Dasi, I asked him a question with great sincerity. My question was, is there any method that can help myself to reach spiritual achievement quickly? He looked into my eyes without a word for half hour. And I stayed in that state, looking back into his eyes to almost enter into samadhi state. Then one word uttered from his mouth. Yes. Then there's another silence or pause for 5 more minutes. He said, see it through, put it down. Only 6 words. Now, think about it, I feel I can understand and comprehend its meaning. So I ask how to put this, see it through, and put it down into practice. He advised me sincerely, just doing almsgiving or give things away, particularly your most valuable things that's difficult to give away. Start with that. And after that meeting, he saw me to the gate and held my hand sincerely, said, I have given you a valuable teaching of the 6 words. I wish you practice sincerely for 6 years. Because the teaching was received in such a special situation, I was honestly put into practice for 6 years. And the good reward was, with 6 years of trying to give up things that's difficult to give up, that create